Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New details in the FBI raid this week of a Manhattan apartment owned by the founder of online betting forum Polymarket. ABC's Aaron Katursky says Shane Copeland's attorneys are accusing the government of playing politics.
Polymarket said it's political because they think, since Polymarket accurately predicted the results of the presidential race, that somehow this is a partisan effort. We'll see how far it goes. And with the administration about to change, whether the investigation continues.
Florida's governor calling for a special election to fill the seat of former Congressman Matt Gaetz. He resigned after President-elect Trump nominated him to be attorney general. Bipartisan lawmakers say he faces an uphill battle for Senate confirmation due to ethics investigation into sexual misconduct in the House. Olympic skier Lindsey Vonn announcing she's coming out of retirement. The 40-year-old and three-time Olympic medalist says she plans to rejoin the U.S. ski team 6 years after competing in her final Olympics. This is ABC News. A man from Ohio has wrapped up his 2,200-mile cross-country journey on his bicycle.
For more than a month, 72-year-old Carl Foote rode his bike down Route 62 from Niagara Falls, New York to El Paso, Texas. Now he can rest and reflect.
For 40 days, I've been getting up and meeting new people and testing my physical abilities.
The purpose behind the ride?
It was all part of making memories, old memories, and to help people keep their memories.
The money Foote raised during his 2,200-mile bike ride will go to an Alzheimer's research organization. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
New Delhi is now the most polluted city on the planet. The Indian capital's air quality index is the highest in the world today, overtaking Lahore, Pakistan, where hundreds are hospitalized as the result of severe air pollution. A company that monitors air quality recorded measurements of over 1,500. That's 15 times the level the World Health Organization classifies as healthy. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayland. Kenosha School District parents are concerned following a frightening incident at an elementary school. 13-year-old boy tried to enter Roosevelt Elementary School last week with what was initially believed to be a semi-automatic rifle. Police later found several airsoft guns at the teen's home where he was arrested. Elizabeth Murillo was among the frustrated parents at Monday's school board meeting.
We know what's going on. We know that the ball was dropped. Please do something better next time.
The incident wasn't on the board's agenda for the meeting. The teen at the center of the scare was in Kenosha County Court Tuesday afternoon. He's been ordered to remain in custody and faces a charge of making a terroristic threat. Milwaukee police are investigating a carjacking and fatal crash. It happened Tuesday evening in Milwaukee's Midtown neighborhood. The carjacked vehicle with two teens inside collided with another vehicle with two people inside. The 60-year-old driver died at the scene. His unidentified passenger is hospitalized with serious injuries. The 18-year-old driver and 14-year-old passenger in the stolen vehicle were taken into custody and hospitalized for minor injuries. If you get a flu shot now, you can protect yourself through the new year. Tom Haupt with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says about 22% of Wisconsin residents have gotten a flu shot so far this year.
Because it takes at least 2 weeks to get full protection, if people get vaccinated right now for flu, they will have protection going into Thanksgiving holidays and also have that protection for the Christmas holidays and also for New Year's holidays as well. I mean, I'm just very happy that we are seeing an increase after 4 or 5 years of decline. And I hope that trend does continue so we can get it back up to what we had in 2020, 2021.
Haupt says 11% of the state's residents have been vaccinated against COVID-19. You'd like to see higher rates for both vaccinations.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy this evening, partial clearing overnight, and a low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high in the low 50s. The dry weather continues for the weekend, generally mostly sunny. Breezy Saturday, high in the mid-50s, and around 50 Sunday. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. It's 46 right now.
Thank you for joining us for AOA, Agriculture of America, here today, continuing our coverage from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, Missouri, NAFB. Great to have you along with us here on the program, powered by Cenex. We have a lot to get to on today's show. We'll have our latest sustainable soy update with United Soybean Board coming up in segment 4. Ahead of that, we'll talk markets with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. We'll be here at the segment 3 mark after the bottom of the hour. In segment 2, we're going to talk ethanol, biofuels related issues. Emily Score with Growth Energy will be joining us as well. Coming up here in just a little bit on AOA, powered by Cenex. Mitigate your risk on the farm with premium diesel and keep your operation moving. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to Cenex.com for more information. Joining us to kick things off, we're talking with the American Farm Bureau Federation, VP of Public Policy, Sam Kiefer, is with us here today. Sam, thanks for the time at NAFB. Hope you're doing well.
Thanks, Jesse, for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, let's just start, and I'll cast a wide net, 1,000-foot view here post-election. We know that Donald Trump's returning to the White House. We're getting to the point where we have certainty in terms of the House side. It sounds like Republicans got control over there. A few outstanding races, I still believe, but then obviously the Senate, the Republicans have taken hold there. So looking at a Republican majority in the next year, but we still have the lame duck session of Congress here, and we still need a farm bill. And I know that has been a big talking point here amongst agriculture and here this week at NAFB. Your thoughts on farm bill? Can we get something done in this lame duck, Sam?
Well, there's certainly a lot to talk about there, Jesse, but If Congress has a will, there is a way. There's not a whole lot of time in the lame duck for a farm bill, but we already have legislative text. We have a bipartisan document that came out of the House Agriculture Committee, and Chairman Thompson done a tremendous job of canvassing the country, visiting with growers, visiting with input providers, visiting with processors, everybody throughout the food chain to get input. His bill includes lots of ideas from both sides of the aisle. He got a bipartisan vote in committee, and at this point, we're just waiting on the House leadership to put it on the floor and get a vote. The other side of the Capitol, however, there hasn't been a whole lot of progress. Chairwoman Stabenow has text, but we haven't seen it yet. But there's an opportunity, and more importantly, there is a need. You know, the 2018 Farm Bill was a good Farm Bill for its time. But the world has changed since 2018. We've had a global pandemic. We have multiple hotspots geopolitically around the country, or excuse me, around the world that are impacting, you know, food and agricultural products and how they move and what that means to American producers. The Farm Bill is there to provide certainty. Congress has already kicked that can down the road for 1 year. We need to get that done to provide certainty as we move forward.
Absolutely. Well, thinking about this situation, to all your points, I couldn't agree more. If we're looking at this with such a short amount of time in the lame duck, if we have to extend the 2018 bill again, look at next year, do the dynamics change if we have to kick this into 2025?
The dynamics change significantly, and the process, frankly, starts over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chairman Thompson has, you know, isn't going to need to go out assuming that Mr. Bozeman, likely so, going to be the chair of the Senate committee, they don't need to start that whole process over again. But the legislation, the legislative language, the members of the committees, some of those chess pieces will change.
Sure.
Just as important, the math changes as well.
Yeah.
And the Congressional Budget Office is going to have to start over, with their initial assumptions, some of the Inflation Reduction Act spending that impacts conservation programs. If we can't pull those funds into the Farm Bill in this year, those vaporize from a budgeting standpoint and won't be able to help the baseline moving forward. So a lot changes.
Mm-hmm.
And politically, if the first 100 days of 2025 of that administration and that Congress, they're going to move fast and furious. The Republican House majority, the Republican Senate, and the Republican White House, they're going to have a whole lot of priorities that they need to move, to include taxes, to include Senate confirmations, to include judicial appointments, and trade mechanisms. There is a lot to do. So if we don't get a Farm Bill in 24, will it happen in 25? Maybe, maybe not. Does that mean it goes to 26? The math continues to change. The players continue to change. And it creates more uncertainty for farms and farm families when we need that certainty now.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned taxes too, Sam. And we should talk about that, because we got a lot of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. A lot of those provisions, they're set to expire in 2025. So I wonder what some of that could look like. I would think with the Trump administration round two, you know, those were enacted in the first Trump administration. So I have to think that some of these tax provisions are probably going to get renewed, extended. I mean, what's the latest you're hearing there?
You're right in that, you know, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, you know, being one of the first initiatives out of the first Trump administration in 2017. I mean, that bill was H.R. 1, which shows you the importance of that, not only to the administration, but to the House leadership at that time. I suspect we're going to see a similar amount of interest and energy there. Mm-hmm. And the Republican trifecta, if you will, makes it a little bit easier to have that conversation. But again, the math still needs the work. And the debt ceiling, the current agreement on the debt ceiling expires January 2nd. So that is going to have to be a difficult conversation that has to occur. And whatever decision is made there, whatever agreement they come to on debt ceiling, will have an impact on how we proceed moving forward with some of these tax provisions that are expiring, many of which are extremely helpful to family operations.
Final thoughts here. We've got a minute for producers, just thinking about, you know, watching all this unfold. I'm sure making their voice heard on what they want to see to help in rural America is still very important, right, Sam?
You're absolutely right. You know, there are multiple ways, you know, that, you know, we as constituents, as citizens, can make our voices heard, and elections are but one of those ways. And we Americans across the country just did that, and it resulted in a change election, and it's being interpreted as a mandate, and rightfully so. But our job is not done. You know, there's an opportunity, and I would argue a need for every one of your listeners, Jesse, to continue that conversations. And even if I've had a conversation with my congressman, with my senator 2 months ago about how important it is for a farm bill, we need to have that conversation again today, tomorrow, next week, because the momentum in Washington, D.C. around the election results, it is picking up. And we need to make sure that the farm and rural voice is heard in D.C. by our elected officials. So our work is not done. Mm-hmm. In many ways, it continues or has just begun.
FB.org for more. And with that, Sam Kiefer, VP of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good to see you in KC. Thanks for joining us, Sam.
Thanks for having me, Jesse.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Sam Kiefer with the American Farm Bureau Federation here on AOA, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Select the right grease. It's critical for your operation. Go to Cenex.com or your nearest Cenex store for more information. Up next, we'll talk with Emily Score from Growth Energy. You're listening to AOA, Agriculture of America. Back with more right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
The United Soybean Board, your soy checkoff, is on a mission to deliver sustainable soy solutions to every life, every day, from food products to renewable fuels, tires, and beyond. For the next several weeks, tune into AOA on Thursday mornings for the Sustainable Soy Update Series. We'll visit with farmers and industry experts to discuss soy checkoff investments focused on the sustainable production of U.S. soy and how this builds markets and profit opportunities for farmers. For more information, visit unitedsoybean.org.
Did you know? Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA continues live from the NAFB convention in Kansas City. Brought to you by Cenex. Invest in premium diesel and keep your equipment on the go with Cenex. Talk to your local experts at your nearest Cenex store or visit their website, Cenex.com, for more information. Joining us now on the program, very pleased to sit down and have a conversation with Emily Score, CEO of Growth Energy. Emily, how are you?
Good to see you. I'm fantastic. Great to see you. Great to talk to you in person.
I know. We do this too much, too often, you know, over the phone, which is not a bad thing because I always enjoy a conversation, but it's good to get some FaceTime and be in person.
This is much better.
Yeah. And we have a lot to talk about.
We certainly do.
I think just to start, it's kind of been the running theme this week, obviously, the election and the results. And we have certainty of who's in the White House. And I think we're about at the point where we have certainty on the House side as well. It sounds like it's going to be Republican control across the board. With that in mind, and we're starting to see cabinet picks to Lee Zeldin at EPA, for instance, what is all of this meaning in terms of biofuels policy? What are your thoughts?
So, you know, a couple overarching themes. Let's start with Congress. The vast majority of our biofuels champions are returning to Congress, and that's great for us. They campaigned and they won on their commitments to ethanol, to E15, to growing the markets, to what we do for the bioeconomy, to supporting the American farmer. So that's the good news. We have our Republicans, we have our Democrats. They're going to be in place because there's a lot to do in Congress. And first and foremost, there is going to be tax credits. Mm-hmm. Tax is going to be a big part of the portfolio next year. So we've got to make sure that we not only kind of protect, but we extend some of the tax credits that we have, that we get E15 across the finish line once and for all. So I think there's, you know, I'm excited that we've got our champions in place. Very great news that Senator Thune is going to be the leader of the Republican majority. I mean, you couldn't ask for somebody who is more familiar or more supportive of biofuels and what we do in terms of our value proposition. So that's going to be really good for us. So when you look at the administration, I think what we all have to, you know, kind of go back into the frame of reference. This is a president. It's very important for him as he's looking at his cabinet picks. This is a cabinet person who will implement my policy. And so very important, whomever that is at USDA and really at EPA, our chief regulator, this is the policy of the president, a president who campaigned on his commitment to E15 and what he's done for E15 in the past, to the importance of biofuels and in driving energy dominance, in the strength of the rural economy and American jobs and American manufacturing. So we've got a channel back to the president, so kind of some of those priorities so that agriculture gets in that top level. We are part of the energy conversation. We are part of the American, America is great conversation. Sure. So that's really top of mind for us at this point in time. And then if you look at kind of as you go through the process of confirmation, that's a really important opportunity for our champions to make sure that they're educating the nominees. They're getting questions on the record so that we get some commitments and conversation that we can, you know, point back to.
With Lee Zeldin being nominated to the EPA, I know his past record as a congressman was maybe not overly friendly to biofuels. Is there any concern there? I mean, you made the point he's implementing the policy of the president. So I guess I'm optimistic. Is there any concern there at all?
So, you know, I think we've got to be attentive on this one. And if you look at his record in Congress, he was supportive of anti-RFS things. New York congresswoman doesn't have biofuels or corn as kind of a base part of his constituency.
Sure.
So what we don't know is, you know, was he just kind of taking the standard position of the Republican rank and file, what it was in 2017 and 15, 16, 17, or is there more behind that? And so really important that we talk to him and engage with him in a way that educates him on how we are part of the president's agenda on American dominance, on energy security and what have you. So I think we've got some educational work to do there. But I think it's going to be a good opportunity for us. And that has to be our perspective. That has to be our attitude.
You mentioned E15 too. And I think there with trying to get a nationwide solution, I know we saw California, the news with Governor Newsom there recently with CARB, you know, final state that, you know, not even, you know, no E15 in the state. So that was good news. But again, to the point of trying to get a nationwide fix, I think it's long overdue for us to get that, right?
It's incredibly long overdue. And this is the good news. You have a president who knows that. And he gave us year-round E15 before. So that's kind of going back to the greatest hits, if you will. Yeah. We have made a lot of progress in getting the oil industry to be supportive of year-round E15. So I think we've got Republicans and Democrats in Congress who are committed to getting this done. And I think we've got a president who understands E15, who's acted on E15 in the past, and we have to make sure that we reinforce that at every turn.
Emily Score, CEO of Growth Energy, with us here on AOA today. Let's talk sustainable aviation fuel, 45Z. We still don't have the guidance on this. It's supposed to take effect January 1, and I know that this is becoming a bit of an issue. A lot of growers want to know some of the guidelines as they're making decisions for their crops for next year. We have a lot of these plants that are waiting or haven't started construction because we don't have the certainty here. You got UCO imports, things like that. So, I mean, where do we stand with 45Z? Are we going to see something here soon so we can start to move forward on SAF?
You know, I think you've articulated it well. There's a lot of excitement and there's a lot of restlessness mm-hmm. and tremendous uncertainty. And so, you know, we're all prepared. We're prepared to invest. We're excited about the market growth opportunity, but we do need the signal from Washington. In the final days of the Biden administration, more than anything, what we need is for that guidance to come out of Treasury. I do think we'll see something. This is a legacy issue. And I think you've got a president who's going out. We have a secretary at USDA for whom this was critically important, and he understands the power of this, you know, what this can do for the rural economy. So we've got to get that guidance out. I'm confident USDA has heard loud and clear from us about where we need flexibility. Mm-hmm. We need, you know, maximum eligibility as you look through, okay, you innovate, this is where you get credit, innovate where you get credit. So I think we'll see something. And then we've got to extend this. 3 years is not enough time. And so we've had multiple bills introduced already by Republicans and Democrats, House and Senate. So we've established a baseline of support, but that's going to be really important because the conversations that I'm having, the ethanol producers, they're ready, they're excited, they have contracts and agreements in place, but to put steel in the ground, you've got to have some certainty that there's going to be a market and an ROI.
And I wonder about this too. If for some reason we do not get this guidance by the beginning of the year and by the time that the Trump administration comes in, does that change the conversation at all with the new administration surrounding SAF? And, you know, there's been a lot of oil company investment into SAF, and we obviously know President Trump is favorable to ethanol, oil industry, et cetera. So does the conversation change at all if this can gets kicked down the road at all?
It does. It becomes one of we have to do a tremendous amount of education to elevate this as a top priority, as something that, you know, in incoming Trump administration, EPA is going to act on in quick form. Mm-hmm. This is a tax policy that's top of mind for the Biden administration. It's part of the Biden legacy. So that's why we really want to see this guidance coming out. And then the ultimate fate, you know, will be in the hands of the Trump administration. Do they finalize what's proposed? Do they amend it? So there will be options there. But, you know, one step at a time, let's get this out and see how good it is.
I know you've been doing a lot of traveling, a lot of conversations around the world, looking for new markets for American ethanol, biofuels, et cetera. Got about a minute and a half here. Final thoughts? Anything else you'd share from your travels recently, et cetera?
Great, great news on the export front and the trade. I was in Japan 3 weeks ago. I'm going to Indonesia and Vietnam next week. And it's because there's a growing appetite globally for what we produce here in the U.S. We will have record exports this year, 36% higher than last year. We have a low-cost product. And for countries that either want to decarbonize their liquid fuels, they want to replace fossil fuels in the cars or in the jets and the airplanes, we're what they're looking at as a solution.
It's always fascinating just to see. I think back to, you know, 10, 15 years ago, the growth we have seen in the industry since then and continue to grow. It's just amazing, isn't it, Emily?
It's incredibly exciting, and I'm optimistic about what lies ahead.
I am too. And I know folks can stay up to date as well. The Growth Energy website, a great place. You guys have a ton of resources online, don't you?
We do. We've got a data hub where you can look at all of the latest statistics, including on where we're exporting and so forth. So growthenergy.org.
Fantastic. Growthenergy.org for more. I should ask, got any barbecue yet here in KC?
Oh, I flew in too late last night, so not yet, but you know that's top of my list.
Get some before you fly out to fly overseas, right?
That's right.
Appreciate the time. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score. Emily, always good to talk with you and see you. Thanks for joining us. And hopefully we'll talk before the end of the year, but if not, I'll wish you at least a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and you too.
Emily Score with Growth Energy joining us here today on AOA, Agriculture of America, powered by Cenex. Bargain tractor hydraulic fluids are not worth the gamble. Trust Cenex quality fluids for performance you can rely on. Go to your nearest Cenex store or visit Cenex.com for more information. Coming up next here on AOA, we're going to continue our coverage from the NAFB convention. Markets have been in a little bit of a downturn this week. Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist at StoneX, will join us next here on AOA, Agriculture of America.
Most folks just stick with the diesel engine oil they know, because why sweat the details? But you don't. You're one of those who'd make the switch, and we're talking to you. Cenex Maxtron synthetic diesel engine oils give you the smartest oil for the toughest conditions. While the others experience wear and tear, you give complacency a kick in the pants. Cenex Maxtron diesel engine oils. Oil that runs smart.
The United Soybean Board, your soy checkoff, is on a mission to deliver sustainable soy solutions to every life, every day, from food products to renewable fuels, tires, and beyond. For the next several weeks, tune into AOA on Thursday mornings for the Sustainable Soy Update Series. We'll visit with farmers and industry experts to discuss soy checkoff investments focused on the sustainable production of U.S. soy and how this builds markets and profit opportunities for farmers. For more information, visit unitedsoybean.org.
You're listening to AOA.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Milk markets are mixed. From the NAFB convention, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market update on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, December milk down 13 to 1853. January steady at 1874. February up 6 to 1895. March milk up 2 at 1897. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moving up mostly lower today after some of the cash markets in the north were $3 lower than last week, and that has the trade a bit spooked. Also, boxed beef prices were lower. Now, the feeder cattle markets are mixed. They are seeing some support from some of the drop in grain markets, but there's still that pressure from the drop in live cattle markets. Hog markets moving mostly lower after the belly contracts were coming in $25 lower. That's got the market very spooked on that, with triple-digit losses. December live cattle down $1.10 to $182.92. November feeder cattle still up 67 cents to $247.15. December hogs down $1.42 to $80.45. Corn futures, meanwhile, are moving mostly lower on a risk-off type of trade today, and also a softening of the spread action during the day session as well. Soybean futures also moving mostly lower. Some of the soybean products sharply lower. Again, it's a risk-off type of trade. Wheat markets also moving mostly lower once again, following the rest of the grain complex, even though they are now oversold. New crop 25 corn down 3.5 to 436 and 3 quarters. New crop 25 beans down 11 to 1017 and a half.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
America's farmers and ranchers need AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
AOA continues, brought to you by Cenex. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect equipment with Cenex Premium Diesel. Keep you in the field. Visit Cenex.com for more information. Markets have been in a bit of a downtrend here this week. It's been a little tough to watch. Soybeans, wheat in particular. Corn's been sliding a little bit, though, too. We've had a higher dollar. A lot of things, more fallout from last week's events as well. Let's talk markets. Joining us now, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, thank you for being here, and appreciate you letting me into your city here in Kansas City. It's good to see you, Arlen.
Yeah, make sure you have some barbecue while you're here.
can't leave Kansas City without having some barbecue.
No, I cannot. I had some Jack Stack the other night.
Oh, there you go.
I need to go maybe see some get some Q39 in my life. That's one of my favorites here in town. So
absolutely, you got to have a dose. It's a doctor's orders.
Well, again, appreciate you being with us. Let's talk markets. Been kind of a downtrend this week. It just seems like that trend, it's for various reasons. I know you mentioned this to me, you know, the higher dollar, of course, a headwind, but we've seen world veg oil values falling apart, pressure from cheap world wheat, things of that nature. It just seems like it's all kind of compounding on one another. Your thoughts on the grain markets this week?
Yeah, keep in mind what drives these markets to a great extent. Now, supply and demand is still ultimately the factor that drives where price ends up. But in the meantime, we spend a lot of time with managed money really driving the market influence. And in the world of Wall Street, these traders are getting bombarded with advisory services talking about the macro picture or which direction to drive your money. And a lot of it's been driven around the election. And so with the election now behind us and a clear winner behind us, we know there's going to be a Trump presidency. The advisory services have been saying that we're going to have inflation, and we're going to have tariffs, and we're going to have economic growth in a business-friendly environment. So that right there means that the money flows into the dollar and out of the currencies that we compete with. That tariffs would be hard on Europe's economy, be hard on Mexico, be hard on China. Their currencies go down, dollar goes up. That creates problems for the commodities. They're being told that with the Trump presidency, we're going to have peace in Ukraine. So that means we can remove the war premium from the wheat market. Never mind the fact that we anticipate we're going to see a sharp drop in exports coming out of the Black Sea starting in probably February, if not sooner. And that's going to start tightening up the world balance sheet, although it looks like we're going to have a little bigger crops partially offsetting that out of the southern hemisphere. So that means overall that wheat prices are going down. And right now we're talking about a chart picture since support gave way. They're seeing, okay, we know the macro story. How far can we take it? Well, there's air underneath of us until we get to the August lows. So let's test the August lows. That's the thinking right now. Typically in the past when we've gotten that low, we found the bargain buyers coming back into the market, just like what we saw in crude oil this morning coming in around that $67 area. So hopefully that demand will come back in at that level as bargain buying. On soybeans, we can certainly have a lot of difficulty building a bullish case right now with the crop in Brazil looking really good. As I talked to our people in Brazil there yesterday, and they say even Argentina and Paraguay, despite all the talk of dryness, the crop's still looking good. And so not really a story, but soy oil really has been the story on the Trump trade there. And soy oil is being sold overall, bounced a little bit this morning, but has been sold in recent days because of that expectation that Lee Zeldin is the new EPA administrator who Trump has nominated, has not been a friend of the biofuels. Now, a little bit of support coming back today with Thune being elected to be Senate Majority Leader. Mm-hmm. He's been more of a friend of the biofuels. And so that's been positive and kind of helping soy oil get a bounce in here. Corn really getting dragged lower by corn, by soybeans and wheat. Corn has more of a longer term story overall. Not that I'm bullish corn, but less bearish corn. And so I think if soybeans and wheat weren't lower, corn would be higher. But that's, again, election results is really having the impact on what's driving these markets right now.
Corn specifically, it's going to be a key time frame coming up. That December contract is very heavily traded, I feel like. And I believe options expiration is the day after Thanksgiving. So, you know, throw it in on a Black Friday market day where some people aren't necessarily paying attention. But talk about some of the dynamics that we could see there, just thinking about how heavily traded that December corn contract is.
It really is. And so a lot of times, if there's nothing else at the time driving things, what you'll see is it move toward the strike price that has the most heavy option open interest there that's still open on the December contract. So those would be even numbers generally. There's options at nickel increments, but generally the even numbers are the dime increments. And so maybe the nearest one that has the highest open interest. But overall, corn, as you look at the longer term story, the funds have actually wanted to start building a little bit of ownership there for as a long term story, because we know Black Sea production is trending lower. We know that as we look at Argentina, they planted less corn there this year. Mm-hmm. The Brazil soybean crop going in late means their winter crop's going to be planted late. And so that increases the risk now. And I talked to Brazil brokers yesterday. They were saying they're not too worried about that yet, because they think that everything's going to be timely enough and the long-range weather models are still friendly enough that maybe they can get a big soybean crop and a good corn crop. But the risk is certainly elevated for corn, and our demand has been strong, much stronger than what USDA had projected.
We're talking with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, here on AOA today. Let's talk over in the livestock arena a little bit here. Cattle, hogs, I know the hog market's been on fire here the last several weeks. Cattle has been kind of getting to the top of the range, I felt like, here. I've been wondering when's the other shoe drop. But, you know, proteins, demand, been fairly good post-election. Do the dynamics change at all? What's some of your overall thoughts on the proteins right now?
Yeah, with the consumer feeling better about things after the election, the stock market makes new highs. That generally helps consumer sentiment. That's generally good for the protein sector as a whole. Now, we still have to manage supply and demand. With hogs, we never did see that big wall of pork come in that USDA projected in last quarterly hogs and pigs report. That's been a positive. Fund ownership, managed money ownership on Friday's CFTC report was record large. That increased some nerves. We've seen the cash market start to pull back a little bit. So we've seen some profit taking in the hogs, but not a dramatic pullback. On the cattle market, we've certainly seen some fund liquidation there and a little bit of a pullback there. The cash market has turned a little bit softer this week. A lot of the weakness in the board is because the product market has started to pull back. We had several weeks of really heavy slaughter pace that helped build up the supply of beef in the market, and demand wasn't quite there to do it. To be able to absorb that. We saw those product prices pull back. Not exactly a strong time of year for beef demand. And so we've seen a bit of a pullback. We still haven't started rebuilding the cow herd there. We're still waiting for that tightening up of supplies again as we hold back heifers.
Thinking about this across the board too, you know, we think about the economy as a whole, and with the Trump administration coming in, you mentioned tariffs earlier, the potential there. You know, we've seen rate cuts at the Fed. We saw the one as expected here in November. What does that look like, though, as we get into next year? Does any of those dynamics change with the new administration, Arlen?
Yeah, and one thing that I don't think the market's priced in at all is the possibility that we could actually have a rate increase or two. And I think that December Fed meeting will be key. Jerome Powell was chairman of the Fed. He's now chairman, and he was when Trump took office in 2016. In 2016, he took office, he had his staff put together scenarios and strategies for an aggressive growth in the economy with tax cuts and deregulation, and present that at the December meeting. And I anticipate we'll have something similar at December meeting this year as well.
I kind of like to talk about this too as we close out. I think when it comes back to the farmer and rancher, we say this, you know, that risk of trading futures and options is substantial, but just managing your risk, managing your books right now, that's a little evergreen statement, but it's so key to just think about that, isn't it, Arlen?
Yeah, be defensive. Don't be trying to hit for the fences in your marketing plan. Just focus on discipline of managing and protecting the equity you've built in recent years.
And the thing is that everybody's operation is different. So you really need to just sit down with the books and take a good look at things. That's what it comes down to.
Absolutely. Shop basis, shop strategies, work with a marketing advisor just as you do an agronomist or an insurance agent who helps you with that. It's just somebody to help give you that extra leg of a sounding board.
Absolutely. Got about a minute here, Arlen. Anything final you would share, reiterate, you're watching in the markets right now?
Three scenarios being talked about in China right now regarding where things might go. Possible trade agreement that Xi Jinping might agree to buy more U.S. corn and soybeans if we're softer on some of the other issues. Scenario one. Scenario two, we continue as we are with them continuing to move away from U.S. Scenario number three, things worsen and they move away at a faster pace.
Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. It is always great to talk with you, sir, and see you in person. Thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you soon.
Good to be back here, Jesse.
Arlen Suderman with StoneX joining us here today on AOA. Agriculture of America, powered by CenX. As a farmer, that unpredictability is inevitable. Protect your equipment with CenX Premium Diesel to keep you in the field. Visit your nearest CenX store or go to CenX.com for more. Coming up next, we'll close the show with our latest sustainable soy update. We'll talk with John Jansen from the United Soybean Board. He joins us next on AOA. Agriculture of America.
Farming is
Keys to Progress, honoring veterans. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Sculptor Sabin Howard helped to create the National World War I Memorial. He wants you to remember this.
I want the visitor 100 years from now have the same feeling that I had when I went to go see the David when I was 25. It's a simple thing, but very deep.
The annual Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. It's Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale. Save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic, plus get a $300 instant gift. Take 120 nights to love it or your money back. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop, D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys.
You know, y'all could take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that, Jake.
With 24 monthly bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines with autopay. Well qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreements due. $829.99 credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence available now.
Monthly grind with the National Corn Growers Association. We talked with NCGA lead economist Krista Swanson, recapping the recent study commissioned by NCGA and the American Soybean Association, looking at the potential impacts of a tariff-induced trade war for U.S. corn and soybeans.
Just to back up and how this study came about, while today we do know who the president-elect is, when we did this study, we did not. And there was growing interest in tariffs from both sides of the aisle, which is what led us to dig into this a little bit. Of course, tariffs are an important policy tool to President Trump. And so, especially now knowing that he is the next president, and I think this topic becomes even more important. Another point on why this came about is that U.S. corn and soybeans are prime targets for the type of retaliation that we're talking about, because our trade relationship with China is important, but also agriculture is such an important industry to the U.S.
Tune in the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the monthly grind and learn more at ncga.com.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call?
If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Trust your local experts at your nearest Cenex location. They will have the products that you need for your operation, or visit them online. Just go to Cenex.com. And joining us now, it is time for our sustainable soy update. And we are talking high oleic soybean varieties and more. Joining us for this week's conversation is John Jansen. He is United Soybean Board's Senior Vice President of Marketing. And John, thank you for joining us here this week on the sustainable soy update. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, let's just start. How is the United Soybean Board expanding high oleic soybean varieties to really help farmers access premium markets? And what's the benefits of growing high oleic soybeans, John?
Well, the benefits to farmers is a handsome premium. You're looking currently last year, a number that was probably about $1.50 per bushel across the entire enterprise. So that's, you know, in a down year with the bushel being compressed a little bit, that's a great return as we look forward to this next crop year. We do anticipate that the bushel premium might be down a little bit, but nothing earth-shattering. So the farmers have been investing in the high oleic varietals since about 2012. They initially worked heavily with Bayer and Corteva to get main varieties out from 0 to 7, investing heavily in helping those two companies develop varieties. Today, 31 producing soy states and 16 roughly can now grow high oleic, and that number is going to be getting bigger. So that's where the focus has been. Farmers don't really support the big dollars of Corteva and Bayer at this point. They're solidly producing the varieties, but the growers have found some really interesting smaller markets for high oleic, which are in the non-GMO, the soyleic varieties, and are, you'll see soon, a Zcal variety, which has some really interesting agronomics in that it sequesters more carbon, produces a variety that has higher oil content and a premium protein for that feed side. So all good stuff still being invested on by the checkoff.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the advantages of high oleic soybeans, specifically for food applications, and why it's becoming popular with food companies, restaurants, and even sports teams, John.
Yeah, so you're looking at a product in high oleic that is the equivalent of olive oil without that olive oil flavor. You've got monounsaturates, heart healthy monounsaturates that are around 75% into the low 80s. You have lower saturated fat. The product naturally as soy produces an extremely stable product because of residual tocopherol in the processing component, which gives it a great shelf life, you know, gives us the ability to take out weird things that are in food like BHA and TBHQ, the extenders that keep crackers fresh and things like that on the shelf that consumers don't want to see. With the presence of the stability of this product, you don't have to add those things. So you get a very clean label product. You also get premium frying shortening that fries substantially longer than equivalent products that are polyunsaturated.
How about the use of high oleic soybean oil in things like industrial products? I think about asphalt, bio-based straws. Talk about some of that. What makes these uses environmentally friendly as well?
That is really where the market is headed. You've got a system here. If you think about the food side, they're basically using the high oleic soy as is, as a frying shortening medium, as a spray oil for crackers, as I said. It's just as oil. What you find on the industrial side is they're extracting the oleic content of the product being high, again, 75 to 83%. They're extracting that oleic content for novel chemistry applications that allow the product to substitute for petroleum. So you're getting a green product that's biodegradable that is very functional in displacing petroleum-based products going forward. So, you know, as we look at the sustainability metrics that are required for soy and all the measurements that we're doing and things on farm, the ability to replace any of that petroleum material going forward is just something the farmers are very focused on.
Well, John, with high oleic soybean oil gaining traction in new markets like the dairy sector too, what opportunities do you see for farmers growing these different high oleic soybean varieties in the years ahead?
Well, let me hit on the exciting part. It's just a little crazy, but the USB's over the last 5 years has been investing heavily in research that looked at feeding high oleic meal and oil to dairy cattle. Anecdotally, originally, there was this suppression of milk fat reduction that was seen. But over the last few years, we can confidently indicate that a single dairy cow on a daily basis, with that cow is going to be generating something like an extra dollar per day in output for increased butter fat coming from that meal and oil by feeding a soybean rich in high oleic. And so that has really taken off. We have seen the dairy side of the high oleic feedstock go from roughly zero to 2 years ago to where it's upwards of 50, 55% of all bean demand at this point in time. And it's really going to change the model going forward and accelerate the acres available to farmers through 2030 in a significant manner. The only slowdown we have at the moment is because of we're adding the new herbicide traits. We've gone back to a closed loop system. So the dairy is extremely timely in that food and industrial applications are somewhat stagnant until 2026 before we see that next big bump. So the farmers are very excited to see dairy adding on to those results and bringing premiums back to the farm.
John, good thoughts. Anything else you would like to add on this week's Sustainable Soy Update?
No, I mean, we still see growth. We see an exciting market here with the future. We're running analyses that we expect to see in the area of 10% of all soy acres by 2030 being represented by high oleic. And that's being fairly conservative with this dairy market. So a lot of great opportunity for high oleic going forward. So sustainable future on the industrial side. It's all looking good at the moment. Thank you so much.
You bet. Learn more, unitedsoybean.org. John Jansen, thanks for joining us on this week's Sustainable Soy Update.
Thank you.
And with that, we're out of time here on AOA Today, powered by Cenex. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net.
If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Extreme weather and climate disasters have sadly become a reoccurring part of our lives. But while 83% of pet owners live in disaster-prone areas, less than half have a disaster plan in place. Even worse, these plans often tend to forget about our fur.
Finances can be so intimidating, but since I've started using Dave, the banking app, managing my money is much easier. Dave shows me how much I have left to spend after my routine expenses. And if I'm short on cash, Dave's extra cash advances me the money I need, up to $500 in 5 minutes or less. No interest, no credit check, no late fees. Download the Dave app or go to dave.com/easy.
Dave is not a bank. Banking services provided by Evolve Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.